My dear brethren and sisters, my heart, like yours, is full of gratitude on this occasion. No man, member of this church, can listen to the report, such a report as has been given today, and to such a testimony as our president has borne, without feeling grateful for his membership in this church. I am grateful that I'm a member of this great church, the Church of Christ, the Church of God. Now, those of us who are called upon, or who know pretty well that we will be called upon to speak at these great conferences, are always torn between two desires. One is to bear testimony of the truth under the inspiration and influence of these great gatherings, and the other to discuss some subject that seems of importance, sometimes of vital importance, to the people of the church. I have chosen the latter today, and I should like to discuss with you rather an old theme: the reading habit, and especially the practice of the regular reading of the scriptures. It may not be directly a spiritual theme, but I've been impressed from my visits among the stakes of Zion that it is one that needs to be called to the attention of the Latter-day Saints. Our present civilization, whether for good or ill, really began when, about 450 years ago, the use of movable type in printing was invented. By means of this invention, the thoughts of men and the knowledge of the world were distributed in the inexpensive form among all classes of men. Thereby, the prince and the pauper were brought to a more common level. A new freedom was sensed. The minds of men were liberalized. Science and its associations were born. We may safely date our present civilization, with its abundant knowledge of knowledge and its freedom and richness of life, from the coming of modern printing. Latter-day Saints see even more in the coming of this great invention. To us, it is part of the divine program to prepare the world for the restoration of the gospel. Throughout the centuries, the Bible had been available only to a few. The cost of producing handmade copies was too great for the common man to meet. The rank and file of the people learned that the hand dealings of God with his chosen people from the lips of others, who often changed both words and meaning of the scriptural passages. The new art of printing soon made the Bible available to all. Learned men, lovers of the Lord, were inspired to render the Holy Scriptures into the languages of the common people. The Bible became a household possession. The Word of God was read around the family fireside of the lowly, as well as in the parlors of the great. Humanity became widely acquainted with the eternal laws of the Lord. Had it not been for the invention of printing, with its gift of more perfect knowledge of the Holy Scriptures, and the equally new freedom of thought that followed, the coming of the gospel might have been long delayed. In that sense, we may date even the preparatory gospel period from the coming of modern printing. When at length the gospel was restored, the press became one of its main allies. The first active work of the restoration was the translation and printing of the Book of Mormon. Soon thereafter, other publications were issued, and since that time to the present, printed matter has flowed steadily from the presses of the church to its members and to the people of the world. From its inception in 1830 to this year, 1939, the church has made prolific use of printed materials. This vast printed gospel literature has been of untold value in presenting the restored gospel to the world. Many have come into the church from the reading of the Book of Mormon. Time and again, a tract brought by chance to a person's attention has led to conversion and membership in the church. A tract in a shoe that returned from a shoemaker gave my family the first intimate knowledge of the gospel of Lord Jesus Christ. Today, as the church spreads over the land, the printed page in book or periodical is becoming increasingly important in keeping church members everywhere informed of church progress and maintaining uniformity in church doctrine and practice. The printed page has been and is a powerful means to accomplish the labors that the Lord has laid upon his church. Faith itself, the foundation principle of the gospel, may be developed and maintained by use of printed words. Faith is a living thing, subject to all the laws of life. It may be begotten, it may grow, it may weaken, it may die. Therefore, it must be cherished, fostered, and fed. A regular, continuous gospel study through the printed page is of prime importance in the maintenance and growth of certain belief. Moreover, faith must be intelligent. Ignorance breeds superstition, the opposite of faith. Knowledge is a vital ingredient of the foundations of faith. The gaining of knowledge has ever been enjoined upon the Latter-day Saints. Man is saved no faster than he gains knowledge, declared Joseph Smith the prophet. The position of knowledge is high in the kingdom of God. Reading is a main avenue to knowledge. The man who does not add knowledge to knowledge throughout his life may endanger his faith. Latter-day Saints should be readers. They should cultivate the reading habit. With all this before us, brethren and sisters, the available evidence indicates that we are not a reading people. Our reading seems to be occasional, unsystematic, and fragmentary. The motion picture and the radio, both welcomed by Latter-day Saints, have unduly invaded our reading time. Both these great gifts to man should be enjoyed by all, but they should be used wisely and moderately if our zest for them is to be keen. The best of things may be overdone. The reading habit is most valuable in life. I mean by that the practice of using a little time, say half an hour or less, in the systematic reading of worthwhile literature. The mind is open to precious fields of thought. The achievements of the ages become ours. Even the future takes form. As the mind and spirit are fed by the well-chosen reading, comfort, peace, and understanding come to the soul. But those who have not tried it have missed a keen and easily accessible joy. Moreover, a person who engages in such regular daily reading, if only a few minutes a day, in the course of a few years becomes a learned man. But it must be a regular, daily habit. It is a common experience in the foreign mission field that the less educated man who studies the new language without missing a day becomes the more perfect master, and that sooner of the language than the more highly trained elder who studies the language by fits and starts. Some of the best educated men that I met in my life have never been in college, but have acquired the habit of daily reading of good books for a few minutes a day. And may I add, and this is important in this conference, that this applies to the leaders of the church as well as to the members and the people over whom we preside. Of course, reading, as everything else, may be misused. There is on our American market a mass of worthless literature, and books and magazines, often sexy, unsound, and demoralizing. The land is flooded with them. They are available in every village. They are poisonous offerings which too often make up the reading of young and old. It is a type of intellectual suicide to read them. The effects of such reading are much like those of habit-forming drugs, creating unnatural, unhealthy desires and weakening body and mind. Such time as we do give to reading should be devoted to carefully selected literature, high-grade magazines and books, which cost no more, but build up the mind and feed the spirit of man. However, let it be remembered that no practice surpasses that of reading daily from the sacred scriptures of the church and from the expositions of church history and doctrine by competent writers on gospel subjects found in the books, pamphlets, and periodicals issued by the church. The gospel is a vast system of truth of such eternal meaning that it is never exhausted. The more the gospel is studied, the more interesting and appealing it becomes. And the open vistas of truth that come to the earnest student of the scriptures increase and maintain faith in the truth and reality of the gospel. Knowledge of the gospel is food for faith in the gospel. Only by careful and continued study can a vision of the majesty of the gospel be won. Many a spiritual failure may be traced to gospel starvation. I fear that too many Latter-day Saints know the gospel only superficially and take most of it for granted without making the effort of inquiry. This is in direct contradiction to the gospel principle just announced by our president here, that every member of the church must, as it were, stand upon his own feet and know for himself that the gospel is true. The words of the Lord are clear, and the Book of Mormon and the Holy Scriptures are given to me for your instruction, and the power of my spirit quickeneth all things. I urge upon all Latter-day Saints to read the scriptures thoughtfully every day. In some households it may be even possible to read a chapter from the scriptures before the evening meal begins, from the family seated around the table. This practice is helpful to the young people of our families. Whoever has failed to read the scriptures has missed much in life. The beauty and eloquence of language and the sublimity of ideas found in the Bible are not even approached in any man-made literature. The simple faith, then the clear exposition of eternal truth in the Book of Mormon, are as a light on the path of life. The solemnity of thought and the echo of the voice of the Lord in the Doctrine and Covenants guide men in the actions of their lives. And the picture of the eternal love of God for his children, as set forth in the pearl of great price, makes the human heart swell with joy. We may well pity the man who does not know the scriptures of the Lord. If mankind would turn daily to the word of God as found in the scriptures, there would be less of warfare and misery, and the dawn of peace would soon be seen. Much of our reading may be supplied, in addition to the standard church work, by the splendid publications of the church. The Deseret News is a most excellent source of live news, none better, and for all who live within the radius of its operations, all Latter-day Saints should be subscribers to it if they are within reach of it. Several magazines appeal to special groups within the church. The Improvement Era, the Organ of the Priesthood Quorums, Mutual Improvement Association, Department of Education, Music Committee, War Teachers, and others. The Relief Society magazine, representing the great body of mature women in the church, represented here today so beautifully by our singing mothers. The Instructor for All Sunday School Workers, the Children's Friend for Children under the direction of Primary Association, and the Genealogical Historical Magazine, organ of the Genealogical Society of Utah. Besides, there's a somewhat steady flow from church headquarters of books and pamphlets dealing with the gospel and related subjects. While it may not be expected that every family shall possess and read all this material, yet I have a feeling that those who complain most about our wealth of church literature are those who read that literature least. Those who do give sometimes regularly to our church literature keep up with the progress of the Lord's mighty work and also increase in gospel knowledge and gospel power. Before the church was organized, Hiram Smith became convinced of the truth of his brother's message, and with the fiery zeal of the new convert, desired to go out to preach the gospel. But the Lord restrained him and asked him to wait a while. Seek not, said the Lord, to Hiram, to declare my word, but first seek to obtain my word. Study my word until you have obtained all which I shall grant unto the children of men in this generation, and then shall all things be added thereto. This divine counsel given to Hiram Smith may well be taken to heart by us of this day. By the study of God's word, we shall not only have the visions of the gospel opened before us, but our faith will increase, and we shall be better able to do our part in carrying forward the latter-day cause of the Lord for our own welfare and that of our fellow men. I am grateful for the gospel and its advance among the children of men, for its truth, which throws light into the dark corners of life, and for the faith which every man may win who but seeks it, which declares the reality of the gospel and all its claims, for the written word to guide and comfort us. As a people, we must cherish the gift of the gospel, increase our faith by adding knowledge to knowledge and good works to better works. May the Lord help us so to do. I ask in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.